Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg sources say that Apple plans to release four new 5G iPhones with OLED screens this fall, including basic 5.4 and 6.1-inch models, and two Pro models with 6.1 and 6.7-inch displays, all with the same squared-edge design of the most recent iPad Pro. Apple reportedly plans to make 75 million 5G phones, but pushed back release a few weeks from last year, which began shipping new phones on September 20th, and offering the lowest-end devices first. Apple may also release two new watches and give the iPad Air slimmer bezels and a Touch ID on the power button. And Apple will reportedly release a smaller and cheaper HomePod speaker and over-the-ear headphones that are specifically Apple brand. Meanwhile, TFI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that while Apple's upcoming iPhone 12 models may all include 5G support for both sub-6 gigahertz and millimeter wave networks, shipment estimates for millimeter wave versions are likely to be several million units lower than expected due to delays in the global rollout of millimeter wave base stations. Kuo notes that the global pandemic may contribute to shipments of millimeter wave iPhones in 2020 at 4 to 6 million and 25 to 35 million in 2021. Walmart unveiled a new membership service called Walmart Plus for $98 per year. Sounds familiar. The Amazon Prime rival will combine free, unlimited same-day delivery on thousands of items, including grocery delivery, and other perks like fuel discounts and access to a new scan-and-go service that allows members to self-checkout at Walmart stores. Walmart Plus will be available starting September 15th at over 4,700 Walmart stores, 2,700 of which offer delivery. Members can pay $98 per year after a 15-day free trial period or pay $12.95 on a month-to-month basis. ZTE has officially launched the ZTE Axon 25G with a 6.92-inch FHD Plus OLED display, Qualcomm Snapdragon 765G, up to 12 gigs and 255 gigs of RAM and storage, a 4220 milliamp battery, in-display fingerprint sensor, and in-display front camera. Also a 64-megapixel main rear camera, plus three other camera sensors coming in blue, black, purple, and orange. Pricing starts at $322. Facebook said Monday it would block users and news organizations in Australia from sharing local and international news stories on both Facebook and Instagram if the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission goes forward with a proposed bill that would require Facebook and Google to negotiate with media publishers and pay them for content. In an open letter to users on August 17th, Google said that the company's draft legislation would give large media companies special treatment and its free services would be at risk. Samsung officially unveiled the Galaxy Z Fold 2 at its Unpacked Part 2 event Tuesday, featuring a folding glass and polymer display, Snapdragon 865 Plus chipset, 12 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage, 5G support for sub-G and millimeter wave, and a 7.6-inch primary and 6.2-inch secondary display. The Fold 2 is $1,999. Pre-orders open Wednesday, September 2nd at 12:01 a.m. with general availability on September 18th. Speaking of 5G, it works fastest in millimeter wave spectrum, but that spectrum also has short transmission distance, or it did. Qualcomm announced its millimeter wave transmission technology has achieved 3.8 kilometer transmission distance in a test in Victoria, Australia, using a Snapdragon X55 modem and QTM527 antenna under ideal conditions. Still, that is twice the range that it previously promised. The transmission doesn't work for mobile uses like phones, but it does work for fixed wireless systems like home broadband modems. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced that Amazon received approval to operate its Prime Air delivery drones. The authorization gives Amazon approval to use unmanned aerial vehicles to make deliveries beyond the visual line of sight of the operator. In its initial FAA petition, Amazon said that drone deliveries would be in low population density areas with packages that weigh less than 5 pounds. Amazon also said it would use the certification to widen its testing. The company has been in testing drone delivery since 2013. UPS, FedEx, Zipline, and Wing are among several companies already with FAA approval for drone deliveries in the U.S. Several companies operate drone delivery in other parts of the world, including Rwanda, Switzerland, and Australia. Google is updating Google Images to make it easier to license photos or pictures that are covered by copyright. This can help publishers, photographers, artists, and people in general have better access to photos on the platform. Licensed images provided by a publisher will now appear in search results with a licensable badge over the thumbnail. And finally, Apple announced several changes to its App Store review policy at WWDC earlier this year. Two of those changes have now gone live. Apple will no longer delay bug fix updates to apps over guideline violations, except for those related to legal issues, and will also let developers suggest changes to App Store guidelines as part of the app review appeals process. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.